meine Zeit ist wieder einmal um. Ich muss mich von euch allen verabschieden. Ich hoffe, es hat euch ein ganz, ganz klein wenig gefallen bei den 3 Stunden mit eurem Hannibal. Ja, und jetzt ist hier wieder Großbetrieb im Studio. Andy ist gerade hereingekommen. Er trinkt wieder Limonade. Ja, und ich hoffe, wir sehen uns morgen früh um 6 Uhr wieder. Bis dahin sagt euch bye-bye, euer Hannibal.
To Athens, it's a big greetings and salutations from yours truly, Carl Mitchell, the Weird Beard. Good evening, all. Glad to have you aboard. Thanks very much, Hannibal, for the last 3 hours of instant sound. It was great, really. We enjoyed it in our cabin, sitting around and listening to the music. Well, I hope you'll stay with us from now until 1 o'clock, because that's how long I will be with you tonight. A lot of favorite LP tracks to keep us together. And, of course, we'll be saying hello to a lot of favorite listeners, right? You never can tell, it just might be you tonight. So it's a bit of fun and games from now until 1 o'clock. Stay listening. The name of the game is music, so we might as well get right on into it. What do you say? We'll get a new needle on this turntable in just a second. I can hear that right from the start. This is Creedence Clearwater, the other side of the 16 sound in the R&I Top 40 for this week. On the other side of Down on the Corner, Creedence to do... Fortunate Son. Come on, Creedence, let's have some words.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the men wave, they'll be the chief. Ooh, they want the cannon and you run it out. It ain't me, it ain't me. I ain't no Federal Sergeant. It ain't me, it ain't me. Thank you.
No, well, it ain't me either, and you better believe it. That's a bit of Creedence Clearwater Revival and out on the Liberty label this very week. That's from the R&I Top 40, and rather nice sound indeed. That's called Fortunate Son, and that's, of course, the other side, would you believe, of my favorite record as well, called Down on the Corner. Everybody's around and about in the studio tonight, and they're bound and determined to make me laugh, you see. And that's one of my ticklish spots, mister. I won't tell you who his name is, actually, because he'll be most embarrassed. As I'm, no. Tummy is definitely out. I'm very ticklish there, you see. Listen, you'll probably remember 2 years ago, along about 2 years ago, if not a little bit more. Ouch. Come on now. I really will laugh soon. I'm controlling myself because you know I'm ticklish, Andy.
Okay. I didn't know you were ticklish.
I'm very much ticklish.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
So ticklish.
I have to remember that.
So ticklish, it's unbelievable. Yeah, you will remember that, won't you?
I will, yeah. Yes. I promise you that.
Listen, I know what's going to happen tonight, along about 1 o'clock, when I'm saying all sweet nothings, whispering sweet nothings into your ear and telling you to go to bed and sleep tight and all that stuff. He's going to creep up behind me, in you.
What a good idea. I never thought of that.
Okay. Andy, when are you on tomorrow?
Between 12 and 3.
12. I knew you'd say something like that. Look at that. I try to do the guy a favor, and he just sort of says, tells me a little bit of a story. He's actually on between 10 and 12 tomorrow evening, isn't he?
Let's have a weird laugh. Come on.
A weird laugh. Who's going to have a weird laugh? Yes? Listen, that's on jingles, so we'll have that bit later on as well. I was going to say this little thing about 2 years ago, and I can't believe what's going on tonight, but there were a lot of nice things that we used to have, and one of those, something like this, you just might remember.
Over there, what is that weird, gruesome-looking creature?
The weird
beard! Oh,
oh, yes! Would you believe? On the Electro label right now, this is Bonnie Delaney and friends. Someday.
Gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
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 the hitbound sound of the turntables of R&I for this very week. That comes from Bonnie Delaney, Bonnie and Delaney and Friends, right? That's on the Electro label, and it's called Someday. Listen, I really must say, this has been one of the most fun days I've ever had on radio in my entire life. It's been a good time in the studio this afternoon, and it's probably going to be one of the best times tonight on air, at least for me, and I hope for you as well, okay? Stay tuned to the sounds of Europe and the world. This is Radio Nazi International. It's currently 10 minutes after 11 o'clock on the Weird Thing this evening, and as I said, we were in the studios this afternoon doing a lot of weird things. Let's see how they weirdly they are sound.
Snodgrass, your roving reporter for Radio North Sea International, and this morning we take a look at a typical English bus stop. Morning, Fred.
Morning, Mabel. Bit cold out, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I tell you what, you got a radio on you?
Yeah, go on in my pocket. Should I turn it on?
Yeah, why not? Let's have a little dance, a bit of a rave up, all right?
Hier ist Radio Nordsee International und Sie können uns empfangen zurzeit auf der Mittelwelle im 186 Meter Band und Sie hören das Programm von Ihrem Hannibal.
Here. Fred, who's that, mate? Who's that? What's that animal?
I guess he's some bloke on Radio Nordsee, isn't he?
Never heard of it before.
No?
What meter is that on?
Well, that's on 186 meters, I've been told.
Oh, we have to listen to that. Oh, here comes the bus now.
Yeah.
Would you believe? Oh, dear, we must say who that was. Can I, Andy? Actually, Andy and I had a bit of a gas making that bit of a scene for a great guy, actually, who you'll be hearing between 6 and 8 till tomorrow morning. That's, of course, Hannibal. Andy and I just sort of sat around the studio this afternoon and thought about a few things to do, you say. Right, Mabel? Okay, I think you want to hear a bit more music, right? It's a bit late, and it's getting down towards that time when you'll be heading towards bed. And it's a lovely thing to play lovely late-night music. What do you say? This comes from Ainsley Dunbar. A bit of late-night blues for you. Let it ride.
Inside. from Ainsley Dunbar, the former drummer with John Mayall, and by the way, that LP, as well, is produced by John Mayall. Let It Ride from a great, great LP called the Ainsley Dunbar, Retaliation. I never could say that word, but we'll try it again. A little bit late, a little bit earlier this evening, you see. I was sitting in the other studio listening to a lot of great LPs, and there's nothing like music to make a little bit of environment for make you a little bit happy, right? I think so as well. It's exactly 16 minutes and a half after the hour of 11 o'clock, and after music like that, sometimes you don't think about taking a holiday, but other times you're thinking it's a bit cold up this direction, and maybe, just maybe, it might be a good idea to head down towards sunny Spain this year. What do you think so? Well, we're right into 1970 now, and if you haven't planned your holiday for this year yet, you'd better start thinking about it soon, okay? And if you're still undecided, we at Radio North Sea International have what we feel is a very, very good suggestion. Why not treat yourself to 2 weeks off in glorious sunny Spain and travel there by the world's most comfortable airliners? That's Iberia. Iberia, the Spanish national airline, gives you the service that you'd expect from the best. Don't forget the name, will you? That's Iberia. 25 in the R&I Top 40 for this week, and Top 40 sounds of the 70s without a doubt. On the Apple label, this is Jackie Lomax, How the Web Was Woven. How the Web Was Woven, out on the Apple label, takes us exactly 21 minutes. 21? I mean 21 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. Time passes rather fast tonight, and I can't understand why. Well, maybe a little bit of Ainsley Dunbar did the trick, but we'll be playing a little bit more of things like that tonight, so do stay listening, okay? On 186 meters in the medium wave band, this is the sound of Radio North Sea International. A bit of a little bit of a weird beard greetings and salutations to a fellow who wrote in a very, very nice letter indeed. That's to DJ Scarton. Scarton, I believe that's how you pronounce your name. And you come from 6 Brewer Street, Deal, in Kent. And it was a great, great letter, actually. I thought it was rather nice myself. Really? And I understand you work on trawlers, which you said it's a bit rough, and I can understand, especially after being out here for only a week in unprotected waters. And it was great to hear from you, and you thought it might be a great idea to say hello to all of the poor, hard-working trawlermen in our small boats, risking our lives to catch your dinner. And I think that's a great idea, because I'm one of the great fish lovers, you see. And, well, I can't think of any other greater person to say hello to at this hour, 22 and a half minutes after 11 o'clock, than DJ Scandon, 6 Brewer Street, Deal in Kent. Thanks ever so much, Deal. Oh, Deal. I thought DJ. Well, I don't know what your first name is. I think David James. Is that a good guess? I'd like to hear from you again, okay? Here's a bit of a record for DJ Scandon, and I'm sure you'll like it as well. This is Instant Karma.
You better get yourself together. This is gonna be dead.
The face. Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race.
Currently number 2 in the R&I Top 40 from the Plastic Ono Band, John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Klaus Foreman, etc., etc., etc. The Living Plastic Band. And that's out on the Apple label, of course, Instant Gamma, or Instant What? Oh, no. I won't say it, would you? 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock this very evening, a Wednesday, the 4th of March, 1970. Not for very long as well, but until that time that it becomes a new day, we'll play a lot of your favorite records, okay? I'm sure you'll enjoy this one. It goes back very, very long, and it's not a record. It's a bit of a jingle. Give a listen.
Nothing looks weird, not even a bee.
Well, I thought some people might enjoy that one. Let's give a listen right now to Candide from the Candide Cookbook. Oh, yeah. My little girl. No. Tumbling and rolling. Come on, Candide. You're doing so nicely. Enjoy that one from the Candide Cookbook out on the Liberty label. A lovely, lovely LP it is indeed. Rolling and tumbling. Well, we'll be rolling and tumbling right on through to the hours of 1 o'clock. So I do hope you'll stick with us, okay? Keep that dial tuned to 186 meters in the medium wave band, and you're where it's at, wherever you are. This is one of my favorite records of all time from Jethro Tull this week. 36 in the R&I Top 40, and that goes together. Witch's Promise, out on the Carillus. Witch's Promise, out on the Carillus.
Ah, come on now.
Priscilla's label. I'll get it out yet. Here we go. Jethro Tull.
Let me hear while I call you a fool.
He called me, and I suppose I should go all the way once you go through the first bit, don't you?
You were kissed by a witch one night in the wood. And later insisted your feelings were true. The witch's promise was coming, believing he listened while lapping your blue. Leaves spotting red, yellow, brown, all of us. Washed clean by what a bad nursing is pain. The witch's promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain.
This week, down from 14 last week, in the top 40 of our Radio North Sea International. That's from Jethro Tull, and it's called Witch's Promise, and it's found on the Chrysalis label, and it's a rather nice record indeed, especially a late night sound, right? Right. 27 minutes exactly before 12 o'clock, and that must be the witching hour, right? I think is it a full moon tonight? Yes? It is a full moon. It must be the witching hour. Then that should have been played a bit later on. But never mind. We'll turn the witches on a little bit later on. What do you say? As I said, 21 and a half minutes now. A little bit of gab sort of takes care of the time before 12 o'clock. And we have a rather nice letter to read out from a lovely, lovely girl out from Holland Way. And, that turns me on right from the very beginning. This is from Loos. I must pronounce that right because, Loos van Dijk. And she lives at Helcher, Seven, in parentheses, Our Vater in Holland, as she says. And I think it was a rather nice letter that you sent us in, Loos. And we do hope to hear from you many, many more times over, right? Let's go through the letter just a little bit. I think you like a bit of one of my favorite groups, and I hope you listened now and then when we play it, or when I've gotten a chance to play it, because I don't think anybody else likes it, you see. It's one of my favorite records. See if you like it, and I'm sure you will, because you asked for it, a bit of the Brain Box. From the Netherlands, this is a rather old record from them as well. This is called Down Man.
Oh, introduction there to a lovely girl. Must be Loes van Dijk from Helterseven in Auerwater in Holland. Do hope you enjoyed that favorite track of mine from the Brain Box. That's called Down Man, and a bit of late night blues for you. Right, do keep us in contact, or do keep in contact with us. Okay, Loes, it's exactly 22 and a half minutes before 12 o'clock, and we up at Radio Nordsee International have a very, very special message for you. The child is the first victim of poverty, disease, ignorance, hunger, an ancient and vicious cycle. Even as this cycle is broken and new problems arise, as overcrowded cities, unemployment, and the refuse of family planning, over 100 million infants will be born this year. 12 million of these will die before they reach their first birthday. It is your responsibility, it is ours, not to let them die unconsciously. These children threatened by hunger and disease will be our partners in tomorrow's world. It is no use having starved partners. That is why we at Radio Nordsee International support UNICEF. That the record in the background of that particular thing from UNICEF comes from a fellow called Peter, and the particular track called Peace, and it's found on the Greenlight label, a rather beautiful number indeed, and especially for all of you lovely late night listeners. Right, 20 minutes before 12 o'clock, you're listening to the late night sounds of The Weird Beard. That's Carl Mitchell, and I will be with you from now until 1 o'clock, okay? Keep that radio tuned to 186 meters in the medium wave band, and for you, all over the world, on the shortwave band, 49 meters or 6.210 megacycles. Sure you'll enjoy this one. 12 in the R&I Top 40 for this very week from Candy.
12 in the R&I Top 40 for this very week. Then comes some Canteet and Let's Work Together. They're going to get getting a bit of coverage tonight, aren't they? Without a doubt. Well, it's 16 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock, and you're listening to a lot of weird late-night sounds. Do you think so? And so do I, without a doubt. Listen, we all know who's off the boat right now, and I hope he's enjoying himself over there at Amsterdam Way, because it's been a long time since he's been in Amsterdam, you see. And that's, of course, Roger Twiggy Day. And I'm sure one of his favorite groups, without a doubt, has to be Harmony Grass. So let's play a little bit of a record for him. You listening, Roger? Hope so. Enjoy yourself, won't you? And enjoy this one, My Little Girl, Harmony Grass.
My little girl, she means so very much to me. We've been so very long together, can't you see?
And when she dances to the records on the show, every day she loves the radio. She moves and she grooves so fast that when I found her, he had me to be around her. Every day she loves the radio. She moves and she grooves so fast that when I found her,
LP on the RCA Victor label. This is us. My Little Girl. That particular track played especially for Roger Twiggy Day, who will be back with you next week along and about Tuesday or Wednesday. We hope so indeed. Roger, hope you're enjoying yourself in Amsterdam, and wish I was off with you actually, because I could show you a few great times. As a matter of fact, I know quite a few great places in Amsterdam. We won't talk about that. Never mind, okay? 12 minutes before 12 minutes before 12. That's a bit of a perfect match, isn't it? Without a doubt. It's a weird thing on the weird radio tonight. This is Radio Noordzee International.
You get a positive charge here on Radio Noordzee.
This is a hit-bound sound from the turntables of R&I for this very evening on the Polydor label, Earth in Fire, with a particular track called Seasons.
Times without years and seasons.
Polydor label. Lots of hitbound sounds on the turntables of R&I this very week. That's called Seasons. You must remember that. It's written as well by Hey Koymans, if I'm right, who also plays for the Golden Earrings. I think a rather nice, lovely late-night sound. You and me together. We are together tonight, aren't we, without a doubt. And that brings us up already with I think it's unbelievable. Time going by so quickly tonight, and, well, it just doesn't give me a chance to play half of the music that I thought I'd get a chance to play for you. It's 7.5 minutes before 12 already, and the witching hour coming up. We might have a few of the witches dancing around for you tonight before it's all over. 22 in the R&I Top 40 for the late night ravers now. This is Sly and the Family Stone. They're going to tell you all about all of their old records. And then they're going to get all together and they're going to thank you.
Thank you.
Family's Town, and 22 in the R9 Top 40 of Sounds of the 70s this very week. That's a thank you, and found on the Direction label. That leaves us time with just about one more sound and maybe a quick little bit of a chat before we head up towards the top of the hour. You know, one thing I do love is these variations on Fly in the Soup themes, you know? Waiter, you know, there's a fly in my soup, etc., etc., etc. It must be my sick American humor, but never mind. I thought this one was quite a classic, and it comes from, let's get to the front of it, the Liverpool Students' Charities Magazine, and it must be Rag Week again shortly, or maybe it's all over with, but the magazine was quite funny. As a matter of fact, I just saw a joke in the corner, which I definitely can't repeat to you, but they're really, really a great scene, and unfortunately, or whatever, I would have loved to have been in on a few of those Rag Week scenes, huh? Anyway, here's one of my favorite variations. It says, are you ready? Are you really ready? Okay. Waiter, there's a fly in my soup. Don't worry, sir. There's a spider. There's a spider in the bread. No, come on now. There was supposed to be laughter after that. Who did that? Who did it? I'll try it again. That's delayed laughter. Wasn't so funny after all. Yes. Dear, oh dear, nowhere, no matter wherever you turn, you always seem to hear a bit of that laughter. It creeps in recording albums, etc., 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 right? They all must be happy, otherwise they wouldn't laugh. Here's a new sound from the T-Set. Hitbound sound from R&I. From the T-Set to Ma Belle Ami, finally in Love Again. And you can find that on the T-Set label. It's exactly 1 minute after the hour of 12 o'clock.